Good morning. My guest this morning is Rick Ryan, who is the author of a book provocatively called There's a Man with a Gun Over There. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Roland. How are you?
I'm just fine. And you?
Okay. It's kind of dark in there, though.
I know. It's always dark in radio. So you are having a book launch at the Occidental Center for the Arts on what's the date?
It's June 12th. Some fool decided that I should do that.
Some fool? Listen, these book launches at Occidental Center for the Arts are becoming really widely known in this county. That's a good place to be.
Well, I'll try not to screw up, but I've got a guy playing music, too, so if people don't like me, there's always him.
I noticed that. Tell us about the book.
Well, this is really a kind of autobiographical novel based on my time in the Army as a plainclothes black market investigator in Germany during the Vietnam era. And I thought I'd avoided Vietnam, but I ended up, I think, morally in some other kind of hot water. I worked, for example, for old Nazis.
Wow.
Well, you know, everybody, Nazis really are like Republicans and Democrats. To get a job in the government, which a lot of people wanted during the Hitler era because it paid well and the benefits were good, just like here, you had to join the Nazi party. So Nazis really come in all flavors. They're good ones and they're bad ones.
Well, they're just like there are Republicans like Bob Dole and Republicans like other people.
Yes, that's true. We're not going to get into that, are we?
No, no. I wish we could. So what happened over there? What was your role relative to these people?
Well, it started out, I had gone to the, I enlisted, I wanted to go to Canada to avoid Vietnam, but my mother was a new widow and she didn't like that idea at all. It would have worked just fine, but she was kind of hysterical about it. So I enlisted in the Army to go to the Army's language school in Monterey, which was actually a wonderful place. But after that, the Army didn't have any promises to me and sent me and 17 other people to MP school. And from there, we joined a unit called the 42nd MP Group Customs, where we did customs work.
And that was when you went to Germany?
Yes, and I functioned in that role. I had different roles, but I was a translator for black markers, as the Germans call it. And I basically delivered the hard news about what was going to happen to them. And It really wasn't a very pleasant job.
Yeah, I'll bet. So how did this connect with Vietnam?
Well, I think it has to do, first of all, I was part of the American Empire, and let's just call it that because that's quite accurate. I was in the, you know, at that time, the far reaches of the empire, and I was a representative of the American Empire. While all this revolutionary stuff was going on in the world, and I was really uncomfortable in that role. It wasn't a role that I was essentially a draftee that I had signed up for. And somebody one time asked me if military police work was dangerous, and I told them, well, look at it this way. Everybody there had a gun or access to one. So, yeah, we had to stay on our toes. And the guy I worked for, it was a pretty good guy, and he was a lifetime cop, very experienced man, and he wouldn't let us junior guys carry guns, although the book describes what happens once somebody finds a gun.
Oops.
Oops is right. But so we had to learn to be intimidating, which when you come back in the world of muggings, it's a very useful skill.
I got to interrupt you. We are out of time. But let's tell people once again that this is a book launch for There's a Man with a Gun Over There by R.M. Ryan. That's Rick Ryan. It's at the Occidental Center for the Arts on Friday, June 12th, 7 p.m. For information, 874-9392, online, OccidentalCenterForTheArts.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.